All right, so here it is, right? We are absolutely living in some unprecedented times. Would you agree? And I think that there is actually a tremendous amount of opportunity, all things considered. And if you don't see it, maybe you just need to look a little harder. You see, so much of the industry that's out there and people have been paralyzed, allowing external influences to completely set them off course. Now, I understand some of the guidelines and restrictions, it's not going to work for everybody. But for people who are drivers, for people who push a number when it comes down to it and do any form of sales of business ownership or sales and have any kind of business ownership, we are responsible for our own numbers. And we absolutely have to take our own choices to heart in what we do to provide a lifestyle and or an income for those who depend upon us. Wouldn't you agree? Now, for those who are in sales of any kind as well, as long as you're able to get out and actually do your job, it's on you, in case you didn't know that. It is absolutely 100% on you. That's right. Just wanted to have a big shocker for people that were out there. You see, I think that there's a large portion of people that are using COVID as an excuse to not get out and work. And I guess what? If that works for you, awesome. Doesn't work for me. And so what I'm finding is that as we continue to press forward, do our best, help educate those around us, and be a true resource that people are hungry for knowledge. They want to know what to do, what they can do, and does it make sense? And guess what? In most cases, it is. And I think that's part of the reason that some people in our industry, that's the real estate industry, which I am in, if you didn't know that, are absolutely killing it, even in today's marketplace. Now, it does not mean that you need to expose yourself, your family, or others to any additional risk other than you would go into the store. We just have to learn to adapt to the environment that we're currently in, respect others, and continue to move forward. So I guess the questions are going to be, what are you doing different in today's marketplace in order to make sure that your numbers stay on top? Are you making phone calls? Are you doing handwritten notes? Are you sending text messages and emails out? I know there's a cuss word out there these days. It's called Zoom. That's right, Zoom. You see, Zoom is a great tool. It's also a challenge for some, and I would much rather meet with people in person than meet on a Zoom meeting. That's right. I would much rather meet with a person in person than on Zoom. But guess what? If you don't have a choice, Zoom is pretty dang amazing. And we can do one-on-ones. You can do them for 5 minutes. You can do them for 3 hours if you want to. Not that I would advise that. But in getting real with each other, we have to stay focused on our tasks. We have to stay focused on our people. We have to stay focused on being an absolute resource for those who depend on us. And in doing so, I challenge you. Put your routines together, stay dedicated, and focus forward. All right? So I'm hoping that maybe, just maybe, this might shed a little bit of light as to what you need to do today and every day, staying focused. Now, if you would like to schedule a meeting with me, I would be honored to share more and specific tools that we're using and how we're leveraging them and why we are having some of our best months ever in the industry. I don't know. I'm always willing to share. I'm always willing to make the time because that's what makes the difference. So people make the difference. I appreciate you and I appreciate those who are supporting us and continue to give us opportunities. And please know that my team and I are absolutely here 150% to do whatever we can to help you win more. Alrighty? Hopefully this was maybe just a little bit of inspiration this morning. And I want to wish you an absolutely incredible day ahead. And give us a shout. Alrighty? We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.